We will strengthen our social compact, make Singapore an engine of growth to create jobs with good wages. We will add value to the world system, achieve economic growth, and with the growth, we fund our ambitious social agenda, be it healthcare, housing, taking care of the needy. We will leave no one behind. We do all this in a responsible way, without populist spending. We will deal with the hard truths. This is the PAP way. This is PAP since 1954. What we say, we do. Show thou, show thou. That's for the country. At the GRC and divisional levels, the PAP Jurong East Bukit Batok team also has unveiled our plans. But here is the difference. Unlike the government plans, at the GRC and divisional level, the elected leaders would have to make things happen on the ground. So if we are elected, we will be able to raise funds, get the volunteers, get the partners, set up the programs to benefit fellow residents. We pledge to build a more inclusive community where everybody belongs.
We will focus on our five pillars, being activities, services, initiative, or infrastructures. One, supporting our families. Two, supporting jobs, empowering workers, growing local businesses. Three, honoring our seniors, enriching the golden year. Four, creating a clean, green, and vibrant home. Five, building a community where everyone belongs. You can rest assured that we will fight for your well-being. If we cannot done in the national level, we will work at our very own community level, especially now that we have a bigger teams to achieve our desired result.
Residents of Bukit Batok East have much to be excited about. We plan to enhance our community spaces, create more opportunities for neighbours to connect, strengthen our support for families. We'll continue our vision to build, bond and engage. Improving facilities, strengthening community bonds through shared experiences, and maintaining dialogues to understand your needs. The work we've done has built relationships that matter. It created a foundation for future improvements and initiatives that will benefit everyone. This shared history gives us valuable insights on what works for Bukit Batok East and what needs adjustment. And I'm not doing this alone. Behind me is the Jurong East Bukit Batok team. Minister Grace Fu, with her wealth of experience in cabinet, brings exceptional leadership and passion for community development. Mr. Lee Hong Chuan brings with him proven dedication. He will ensure that our residents will be well taken care of, estates are well maintained, facilities improved, and it will be continuously improved. Minister of State, Murali Pillai, his genuine care for residents shows in every conversation we have and in every effort that he's done for Bukit Batok. Mr. David Ho brings his valuable perspectives and experience for the youth sector. Together, we will work tirelessly to meet your needs.
My team and I have many exciting plans to transform the whole of Jurong Central SMC in the coming years. We put our heart into all our upgrading plans, and one major strategy is in sheltered, barrier-free connectivity across our community. Our goal is that across the Jurong East part of Jurong Central SMC, every block from block 301 to 353 and from 371 to 374 will have a fully sheltered route to the redeveloped Jurong Polyclinic, to Jurong Primary School, and to Yuhua Market and Hawker Center. And in the Jurong West part of Jurong Central SMC, our goal is that every block from block 401 to 440, including the new BTO blocks along Street 42, and from block 457 to 498, will have a fully sheltered route to our community club and to Jurong Central Plaza, our neighborhood center. We will also do more to support the growing needs of our community. We will continue to journey alongside each and every one of you. Our approach is to gear our local efforts towards complementing national schemes to better support individuals and families. We will do more to support households to cope with cost of living, parents and children, especially large families, so that every child can blossom, and seniors to age well and thrive in our communities. And we will do more to support seniors with care needs and their caregivers, and persons with disabilities and their caregivers, and adult learners, including those on part-time studies, and our neighborhood businesses to form a thriving local economy.
No major decision is easy to make. There are always trade-offs, and decisions like GST is never easy. We know the pain on the low and no income people. And this is why it came with a permanent system, a permanent support system. Not one time, not transitional, as the opposition would tell you. It's permanent support system. GST vouchers, cash, $850. GST Medisave, $450. GST USave, $380. GST SNCC rebates. All this together to offset that 2% increase. This is equivalent to spending of 80,000 people, $80,000. We may be taking a chicken wing from you, but we are giving you a whole chicken. GST allows us to tax tourists. GST allows us to tax people that have no income, don't pay income tax in Singapore, but spend on items like cars, like watches. So, friends, we take hard decisions because that's what's good for Singapore, and we understand its impact on you. Every week, we go, we listen, we stood by our residents in the last 20 years. We know sometimes when it comes to festive season, we need a little bit more to spend. So we give vouchers, Yuhua vouchers on Chinese New Year, Hari Raya, Deepavali. We know we are worried about children's education, so we support their education through Yuhua Trust. We know that our seniors would like to have something extra. They don't like to go back to ask their working adult children. They know that their children have their own worries. They don't want to burden them. But you know, sometimes they just need that extra thing for a pair of spectacles to cut their hair. So we give them Yuhua vouchers, PGMG party, Chinese New Year. Just a little something to show that we care. We run food rescue every month because we know that this can help some families. These initiatives gives immediate help. It gives practical help. Even in the smallest of gesture can make a difference in addressing cost of living concerns. Our local support will continue if I'm elected because I know that you need this, even with the National Help Scheme. We are working with agencies to address the root causes, the root desire for better jobs, for fairer workplace. This is usually my first question when I visit a family. Are you working? Is your job stable? Are your children working? I understand the stresses of losing your job or inability to work because of illness. We support our residents in matching GEM jobs in the community. For those who have family care duties, we want them to work part-time, helping out in the community. We create micro-jobs for sewing, for stay-at-home residents. We bring job fairs for middle-aged workers, back-to-work parents, and help them with upskilling, CV writing, technical upskills. You can see for yourself. We don't just talk. We act. We deliver.
This is why the next chapter of Clementi, it's about running programs. It's about making sure that every single elderly will be taken care of. It is about making sure that we run programs so that they stay healthy. It's about we run programs so that they will always build relationships. Because when we see someone not around, we know that's an alert. We know that we will always look out for one another. And I tell many people in this campaign, the next chapter of Clementi, really, it's about neighbours looking out for neighbours, friends looking out for friends. Because we care and we do programs not for the sake of programs. We do programs because we care about every single resident. Because I care about our seniors, I want to honour our seniors. And together with my generation of youth, we must honour and we must respect our seniors. Our next phase, we are again going to run more programs to support families. We're going to run more things so that parenting and family raising kids will always, 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 always be easier. I heard so many residents telling me this in my door-to-door running. Say, David, we like Lakeside, we like Jurong East, but can we do something in Clementi? Can we make raising family a lot easier in Clementi? And I tell you, because I heard that action on that, and very soon we are going to have more family carnivals, more bouncy castles, because honestly, you don't have to travel so far away, take a taxi, take a public transport, drive, just to have family time. Because we creating memories doesn't have to be difficult. We can do it, we can do it, because this, like what my friends say here, is the Kampong spirit. And we have seen it at Clementi Peaks, we have seen it at Clementi Heights, we have seen it at Clementi Crest, and so many places. In my house visits, I've seen how families open their doors with this little card that says, I'm home. And when other kids see this, they come to their house and they play. And that, to me, is what this next chapter is about. Where neighbors look out for neighbors, where friends look out for friends. And because only when we do that, we become stronger together as a community.